BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The Libyan military commander Khalifa Haftar is continuing his offensive towards the capital Tripoli despite international calls to stop the fighting. His fighters clashed several times on Saturday with forces supporting the internationally recognised government. The Prime Minister has publicly accused General Haftar of treachery and warned his sponsors to back off. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has suggested that he'll extend Israeli sovereignty to settlements in the occupied West Bank if he's re-elected. In a television interview just 3 days before elections, Mr. Netanyahu said he would take care of all the settlements and would not uproot any of them. Protesters in the Sudanese capital Khartoum are demonstrating into the night against President Omar al-Bashir. They're holding a sit-in outside army headquarters, urging the military to help them drive him from power. Earlier, riot police used tear gas to try to disperse them. Tens of thousands of supporters of the Venezuelan opposition leader, Juan Guaido, are protesting in the capital Caracas and other cities after he urged them to keep up the pressure on the president, Nicolas Maduro. On Friday, the United States imposed new sanctions on Venezuelan oil exports. Foreign ministers from the G7 industrialized nations say women must have a greater role in solving conflicts because peace settlements with female involvement are more likely to last. The UN Women's Agency estimates that between 1990 and 2017, only 2% of mediators were women, and they were just 5% of witnesses and signatories in major peace processes. The French Foreign Minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian, has voiced frustration at the British government's difficulties in coming up with a plan to leave the European Union. He said the EU couldn't be endlessly consumed by British domestic problems. Initial results from the parliamentary election in the Maldives suggest that the party of the former president Mohamed Nasheed is on course to win a majority. If confirmed, it would mark a strong comeback for a man who was once in exile after being convicted of terrorism by the previous government. BBC News.